Hi, I'm Reverend Norm Seelye. Welcome to a Jubilee Sunday Worship Podcast. What you are about to hear is this week's Sunday service edited to fit an all audio experience. You can support Jubilee United Church through the Canada Helps website, www.canadahelps.ca. Just search Jubilee United Church. And there's also a link on the Jubilee website. You can also access a full video of this service on our website, www.jubileeunited.ca. And now, without further ado, welcome to worship.
A reading from Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56, with some interpretation. Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, let's hear, in Mary's own words, what Mary said.
"My soul sings out to the Lord. My heart exclaims the work of God, my deliverer. For God has seen the status of God's lowly servant, and rightly, from this time forward, all the generations will see that I was blessed. For the Great One has done magnificent things through me, and I call upon the mystery of God's name. God's mercy is for those who honor God. From generation to generation, God has shown the hand of justice by scattering the proud, humbling their haughty thoughts. God has brought down the powerful from their high places and lifted up all the lowly. God has filled the hungry with God's plenty and sent away the wealthy with empty hands. God has helped God's servant, Israel, to remember God's rich mercy in accordance to the covenant made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his children.
Hi, my name is Norm Seeley. I've never auditioned for you before, but I think you'll see that I've done a number of productions. If you look at the notes, Titus Andronicus for Shakespeare and the Subway Company, and then there was that Christian children's touring production of Not So Wicked. I even had a small part in Heartland as a pony, and another one a long time ago in The Beachcombers. I probably shouldn't mention that anymore. I was once in the audience for this hour's 22 minutes, twice. I do dialects. I'm qualified in stage fighting, tap, Morris dancing, and horseback riding. I'm a little nervous. Is it okay if I just say a prayer? Okay, thank you. Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your eyes. And God, may I never lightly presume to preach your word, and may we never lightly presume to hear your word, for in your word is abundant life. Amen. So I didn't know I was supposed to bring a piano player. So, I thought, I could do it a cappella. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great. And my spirit sings with the wondrous things that you bring to the one who waits. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. Sorry, I'm not. I just got the call this morning. I'm not quite off book. I hope that's okay. Oh, but I did. I brought my shoes for dance, and I brought a prop. I hope that helps. You see, I've always wanted to play Mary. I know that I probably don't qualify as the optimal Mary. Mary would typically be played by somebody who's, well, I don't know, probably smaller than me, without a beard. I could shave. Probably not a baritone either, I know. Why are there never any good roles for men? But I want the part. I really do want to be Mary. I love to sing her words. The words that I just sang, well, those were a reinterpretation of her words. The ones that we call the Magnificat. I just reshaped them a little. Allow me. Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me. And your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the age of the end to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and to those who would for you burn, you shall show your might, put the strong to fight, for the world is about to turn. I know. I'm no Mary. But maybe if I work at it, maybe I could get an audition. I mean, surely somewhere, somebody has a pageant that needs a Mary. Surely. For my audition, I think I'd play Mary as a regular person, right? Not a queen of the world, sort of first century Beyoncé. Nah, more like Taylor Swift. You know, a regular person, doing a regular thing. Living with her parents, engaged to a nice guy, taking the garbage out one night. And an angel appeared to her. An angel. That didn't happen every day. In fact, it had never happened to Mary. An angel with, like, wings and stuff. And good news and bad news. The angel told her, God is with you. Good news. You're pregnant. Not so good news. Now, for my audition, I'm not going to play her with, you know, like, oh, I knew it all along. I was made for this. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm going to play it like she's not sure. I'm not sure if I believe it yet. I mean, I get that it's an angel, but I'm not so sure that I believe that I'm pregnant. I mean, it's all been kind of sudden, and there's really no way that that's possible. But still, I know my lines. I do know my lines. Let it be with me. According to your word. Let it be with me according to your word. That's still not it. Let it be with me according to your word. That's not got it. Okay, how about something a little more like, okay, whatever. Let it be with me according to your word, okay? As if. See, that's the thing. I want to get rid of the angel. That's my motivation. Okay, that's what actors are always looking for, motivation. You know, the why in the moment. You know, the why for the character's action. So my motivation with those lines is to get rid of the angel so that I can hustle out of town and check on Elizabeth. See, remember the angel said that Elizabeth was pregnant. So I'm hurrying over. Yeah, not so much to help, although I can help, but I'm really going to see if the angel really is on the up and up. I mean, before I tell anybody about this little miracle, I want to be sure that it's for real. Because if I go through all of this and I tell my parents and I tell Joe that I'm pregnant, well, I had better be pregnant, because it's not a very good practical joke. Think I've got a shot? I mean, maybe not a Hallmark movie, but surely somebody's got a traveling nativity that needs a hearty Mary. If I do get a call back, oh, and I do. I hope I get a call back. If I do get a call back, I'm going to tell the story. All right, I'm going to make it all the way to that little town where Elizabeth lives. And as I arrive, she says, "Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. And isn't it kind of late for the mother of my Lord to be dropping by?" I mean, never mind the hour, never mind the Lord thing either. The big revelation is Elizabeth is pregnant. And she knows that I am pregnant. Mary is too. And so I'd laugh. I mean, I really let go. Because you see, Mary knows. And now she knows the baby is real. Now she knows the baby's going to be fine. And so she laughs out of relief. And she laughs out of joy. And now she knows that God has blessed her. She knows the angel is no illusion. And after I laugh, I'm going to sing. From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. Yeah, I want to play Mary. I don't know, a little differently. I want to give her an edge. And the first Christmas, it isn't about lovely gifts, and it isn't about being gentle and kind. It's the promise that not only can the world change, but that it will change. Which is the kind of thing that I need when the gifts of Christmas leave me feeling empty. When the grief of missing a loved one is even more acute. When I'm feeling left out because I don't have the perfect family or any family to speak of. When I'm wondering how it is that I can smile and laugh in the face of poverty and racism, refugees needing homes, political unrest, climate change, you know, regular person stuff. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Oh, I want to play Mary. I want to play Mary. Get me a call back, please. Get me the part. I want my soul to magnify the Lord. I want to know that the world can, and that it will turn. I want to know that God is with me. I mean, really, know it, not say it, not suspect it, not hope it, know it. Never mind Barbie or Lego or even the perfect turkey. How about the world turning? Wow. I want the world to know that what's happening to Mary is happening to the whole world. That would be Christmas. That we birth God into the world. Love, justice, hope, that we do that. But I know I'm a pretty hard sell for the part. Maybe if I go method, you know, really submerge myself into the character, like take Mary's life and words to heart, just live them. I'd probably have to wear more blue. I'd have to give up my power, I suppose. Trade in my car. Sell my house. Quit my job, I guess. Give away all my money. I mean, what I haven't already promised to Visa. Because if I did all of that, I suppose then I would be hungry. And I would be lowly. But that might be too much. I don't know. For me, anyway. Because you see, like, I have a family that depends on me. I have a cat that likes that I have a job. I have a granddaughter that I need to spoil. But what if I tried to be a little bit more like Mary? Right? Okay, I'm trying to think like an actor now. I want to play Mary. Mary's pregnant. Okay, I can play that. Well, I can play the hungry part. Because in my experience, pregnant women seem to get hungry, really hungry for weird stuff, or at least stuff that seems weird to the world. So let's think about it. Mary hungered for weird stuff. She hungered for the world that she described in her words, where thrones come down and the hungry are given good things. She hungered for the world that God promised. It seems like weird stuff. You know what? In that hunger, though, she seemed to come closer to God. a God who isn't taken in by celebrity, God who picks ordinary people to be bearer of God's physical presence and message, regular people to birth hope into the world, a God that's at home in stables amid the animals and regular working stiffs. I can do that. I can do that. And Mary hungers for even more. She hungers for peace. She hungers for joy. She hungers for love. If I want to play Mary, and I really do, I have to hunger for those things. All right? Not just put them on a wish list, you know, a hope that'll happen one day list. Not that. I need to hunger for them. Like my wife hungered for tomatoes when she was pregnant. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can. I want peace. And I want joy. I want love. I really do. I want peace in my family. I want joy in my friends. I want love in my most important relationships. So I'm going to hunger for it. I'm going to think about it. And I'm going to work for it. I'm going to make it my goal. With everything that I do, I am going to wonder whether I am bringing peace in my family or not. Am I adding to peace in the world? I'm going to enjoy my immediate and my extended family this year. I mean, really, all of them. I'm not going to listen for slights. I will not respond to what I think is an insult. No. I'm going to laugh and love them as best I can because I am hungry for peace. I'm going to speak to that person who's on the other side of the issue because it's time that we had peace. And I don't just want it. I'm hungry for it. Now, I won't get carried away because I don't want to shock anybody or confuse them. But you know what? This year, I am not going to worry about what people say or do, whether we agree or not. I am just going to love them. I'm going to love them all because I'm hungry for peace. I mean, I may correct or fix a few things, absolutely, but I'm not going to judge. And I'm not going to be frustrated when people don't seem to understand. I'm going to hunger for peace. This Christmas, I'm going to hunger for joy. Yeah, real joy. Not pretend. Now the real thing. So when I experience it, I am going to share it. I'm going to tell my friends about it, not worry that it might seem silly. And you know what brings me joy? The way the two of you get along. The way these cookies melt in my mouth. The stories that we tell about Grandma singing carols. I'm not going to leave you guessing. No, I'm going to tell you about my joy so you'll know what part you play in it. You'll know what joy you bring to me. And I'm going to spend time this Christmas with people who aren't joyful because maybe I can help them find some joy. Not force it on them, just make it available. Something we can share. I'm not going to wish that joy would come along. No, this year I'm going to hunger for it. I'm going to carry it around with me. I sometimes wonder if my wife really knows how much I love her. I'm pretty sure that my kids don't really understand how much I love them or my parents. This Christmas, I'm going to hunger for love. I'm going to tell them and show them how much I love them. And it won't be with presents. I do that any year. No, it's going to be with smaller things. The things that make them understand how valuable they are to me. I'm going to listen to them. I might even keep some advice to myself and let them teach me a thing or two. I could do that. And all that I do, I want them to know that I love them. Because I'm hungering for love. And not just in my family, but out in the world. At the store, at work, at Tim's, wherever I go. I'm hungering for love. And then maybe, just maybe, I might get a chance to play Mary in some pageant, somewhere, or not. But even if I don't get the part, I might actually discover a better Christmas. And maybe my hunger for peace in my family will help me learn how to find peace in the world. Maybe I'll be able to share joy with even more people than I imagined. Or find love where I never imagined it. You know, like a stable. And maybe having got it right at home, I'll be ready to take it on the road and not be afraid of letting go of my privilege, listening to new voices, accepting the harder path forward that doesn't ensure my comfort. Yeah, I'll take on a new hunger and apply myself in 2024. And then maybe next year, I will get the part. Or maybe, even better yet, what if we all auditioned for the part of Mary? All of us. What if we actually changed the world because we became more like Mary, hungering for peace and joy and love? What if we actually changed the world? Stranger things have happened. Yeah, I like the idea. So you know what? To get you ready for the audition, I'm going to invite you to listen to the song again. And maybe even sing along. Sing along like you really want to get this part. Here we go.
With a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me. And your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and to those who would for you yearn, you'll show your might, put the strong to flight, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. Shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Thank you. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spear and rod can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn.
What do you see when you look at us? Do our souls magnify you? We stop. We take some time to see our world, to see ourselves, and to see you more clearly in prayer. God, we want to share your light in trying times. We want our souls to magnify your love in the world. And so we pray for those who are hungry and those who are afraid. We pray for those who feel hopeless and those who refuse to give up hope. God, our prayers run through our streets, into encampments and into shelters, embracing those who are hungry and cold, disrespected and lost to the system. May they be found, God. May they be loved. May they be warm, and may they be fed. Our prayers move around the world, from Ukraine to China, Korea, and Iran, wherever courage, strength, compassion, and hope is needed.
We pray for the people in Gaza.
Let there be hope. Let there be love. And God, our prayers move quietly through our lives and our families as well. May we love one another safely, genuinely, hopefully. May our souls not be dimmed. Instead, may they magnify you. As we prepare for Christmas, let us open ourselves to real joy and gratitude. Let us come down from our thrones, thrones of illusion, not real power or security. May we let go of the riches that distract us from real relationship with each other and with you, the riches that keep us from real joy. God, let us be lifted even as we lift up the lowly with you, realizing that high or low, we belong to you. God, we give thanks for the things that matter, the people in our lives whose souls magnify you, the creation all around us that invites us to belong, the hope that can be seen and felt, heard, experienced, and shared in ways that magnify you in our lives and in the world. Let us not be distracted. Let us focus on you. We are grateful, God, even as we pray in concern and in love. Even as we pray in the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
The audition is over. Go into the world as if you got the part, because you did. Go into the world hungering for peace and joy and love. And know that as you do, not only are you embodying Mary, but God, the Creator, is with you. Know that Jesus dwells not just around you, but within you. And know the Holy Spirit absolutely surrounds and fills you, fills each and every one of us. Go, be merry. Amen.